Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Susan Baskett. She is an unemployed Michigan worker who participated in a special press conference. We're going to get her take on what she saw and what she said. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're currently unemployed?
Yes, sir. Have been almost 4 years now.
And prior to that, what did you do?
Prior to that, I was part of the automotive industry. I did marketing, advertising, and training of dealership staff.
Have you been trying to find work since that time?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And no luck?
No luck. And I mean, you know, when I went to school, I thought marketing was a good choice because it's so transferable. But so I've looked at going back to nonprofit work that I've done. I've looked at retail work, and so far, no bite.
Now, on Thursday, Workers' Voice held a press conference briefing to preview plans on how to activate and energize networks of working families, both online and offline. Talk about this press conference.
Well, it was very low-key. There were about 50 media people there. It was very informative. The secretary of AFL-CIO was there to present. We had another worker from Cooper's Tire explained her experience, and, of course, we had a reveal of the workers' voice website and program. So I was kind of there to, again, speak on behalf of unemployed people, especially those who have been there long-term. It was all pretty well done.
Tell us about Workers' Voice. What's their aim?
Well, Workers' Voice, and again, I'm not the subject matter expert here, Tony. I'm just going to give you my perspective of it. I see Workers' Voice as a tool to reach out to all unemployed workers. I mean, it won't be limited to just those who had a union backing, but for people like me in the white-collar sector at the time, as a way of bringing us all together. As I mentioned yesterday, and I've said often, us unemployed people, we have no venue to bring us together. Think about it. We have no water cooler anymore. We don't even have unemployment offices anymore. So I see Workers' Voice as a tool with Working America to bring us together and to empower us to activate ourselves and energize ourselves into, again, taking on and focusing the politicians on what I see are the real issues of the day.
You're trying to find work. What do you think is keeping you and many other unemployed people from finding work? And I ask this question because, for example, we know that there are more than 70,000 jobs in the state of Michigan, but you need high-tech training. It's in computers or computers in manufacturing. So the jobs are there, but the training, the paying for that training seems to be a big challenge for many folks. Well, what's your take?
Well, I think there are a lot of challenges. You know, let's not forget, too, those particular industries that you mentioned, they need marketing. They need finance people. They need skills that don't require real technical relearning of us experienced workers. For me, I see it as competition. There are many, many more people now looking for positions. I'm in an older age group, if you will. I have often been told I'm overqualified. You know, based on my experience, some people, I think, are also intimidated by my previous salary, although we know wages are suppressed across the board everywhere. I don't think it's just a matter of the retraining, but you are right. That could be a barrier. But if you remember at one time, we had a program, back to worker program with the state, and that ran out of funds. So there are a lot of challenges there, and I wish I knew what the answer was.
Tony. You know, and I just want to get your perspective. Well, we're not judging you or asking you to speak for all unemployed folks, but as someone who was laid off a few years ago, I couldn't find a job in radio. I couldn't find a job in the media, and so I had to take a couple jobs that I really didn't like, but I did them anyway because I had a family to take care of, and then I found a job that I really liked before this, and you do what you have to do. Do you think, from your perspective, that maybe we don't settle or we hold on too long looking for the perfect job?
No, I don't. In fact, I think quite the opposite. Again, I applied for a job to water plants, Tony, okay, and I haven't been called back. There are a lot of us, as you mentioned, who have to take care of business and are willing to take anything, but we're running up against the barrier of, for example, some people don't even want to interview us unless we have a job. I mean, that's a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a job in order to get a job, and I call the jobs that you mentioned survival jobs. They'll get you through the hump, hopefully, while you search. But we're having a hard time fighting that as well.
Do you sound really frustrated, Susan? Like you do want to go back to work, but there's just not the resources out there. And it's crazy. We got all these unemployed people. The economy is looking up. There is hiring being done, but the component to bring everyone together doesn't exist. And you don't think unemployment agencies or Michigan Works is helping?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. Part of the frustration I have is these agencies that are supposed to help, they lump us all together. Unemployment, I mean, they don't even look at us in individual special categories, which they should. Unemployed teachers will have a different challenge of finding a job, say, unemployed marketers, older people, less skilled people. I see these agencies, from my experience, assume we're all the same, and it's not on the higher scale, if you will. And I don't mean to insult anybody, so forgive me if it comes across that way, but we do have college-educated people looking for jobs. We do have people with graduate degrees. Heck, we have unemployed PhDs out here, Tony. But when you go to these agencies, they aren't looking at us. Manpower doesn't look at us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there are some legislators that are going to bring some bills, and I don't have the details about that. It's just something I was reading recently. I'll look into that. Susan, I'm going to stay in touch with you and see where we go with Workers' Voice. Very interesting. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.